Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, it's not coming home. England are going home, and the last night's game dominating a lot of the front pages today. Certainly the pictures in front of the Irish Times, England going home, Argentina to face Spain in the final. And the picture is of Lionel Messi commiserating with his England counterpart, Harry Kane, after Argentina hit two late goals in the World Cup semi-final in Atlanta last night. Our own Cameron Hill will be in studio shortly to go through the game and to preview the World Cup final. The main story is about Ohanish Alumina and this big government report into what's going on there. And the Irish Times, it looks like, has got a bit of a preview of the report, because it says that the government report into Ohanish Alumina is expected to say it can't rule out the possibility that Irish-produced alumina is ending up in the Russian military supply chain. So there's an arms link, it looks like, that can't be ruled out, and that's because of the lack of hard evidence. The Irish Times says it is unlikely to conclude that material from Limerick is being used in the country's arms industry, and that's according to three sources with knowledge of the work involved in the review. So maybe the Irish Times haven't seen the review, but they've talked to people who have seen the review. Ohanish is also on the front of the Irish Independent. The sale of alumina from Ireland to Russia has been ramping up, and this is despite the controversy raging over the possibility of EU sanctions hitting Ohanish Alumina. And the figure now of exports of Irish-made alumina to Russia is 90,729 tonnes. And that's up from 88,000 tonnes in April. And the Ukrainian embassy in Dublin is expressing serious concern over the increase. Now, talking about EU matters, Garda chiefs, according to the front of the Irish Daily Mail, have hired tow truck firms from the north to break up any fuel protests targeting the Irish EU presidency. This is after one of the force's main providers refused to cross pickets earlier this year. So now we have cross-border companies who are joining the defence forces. Apparently the defence forces have beast vehicles, which are on standby as the main line of defence against demonstrations aimed at disrupting EU events. The Irish Sun: we pray Jamie is at peace. Tears flowed at the funeral of murdered mother of one Jamie Carney in Kerry yesterday. The priest saying our greatest hope at this time is that Jamie is at peace. Her boyfriend has been arrested in Jordan, and officials there say they acted after a Garda tip-off, says the Sun. The Irish Examiner has a photograph on the front page of Kathleen and Devon, the mother and the sister of the deceased Jamie Carney, carrying her coffin with fellow mourners after Mass in St Mary's Cathedral in Kerry yesterday afternoon. The Examiner also tells us that less than half of the money allocated by the government for this EV charger infrastructure scheme has been drawn down in the last 5.5 years. And last year, just a quarter of the €40 million allocation has been used. These were figures given to Sinn Féin's Pa Daly, who's the party's transport spokesperson. So a lot of money not being used, despite plenty of money available for the scheme. And Minister Dara O'Brien had increased funding for the scheme because of elevated demand for the grants. So people want the grants, but then they're not drawing it down for some reason. The Irish Daily Mirror: it's finally here. History was made yesterday as TDs approved legislation to create Ireland's first ever public register of domestic violence offenders, and Jennifer Poole's family declared it's finally here. So they're the front pages. Inside, we were talking about electric vehicle chargers there and some of the papers from pages on the Examiner. Inside the Irish Times, there's a new development now which could be available to you if you don't have a roof to do solar panels, because you can stick them on your balcony instead. Homeowners and renters are going to be able to install plug-in solar panels on their balconies or in their gardens from this autumn. Rules and safety standards for their installation are currently being drawn up, and the idea is that these plug-in solar panels offer people without roof access So you could live in an apartment, for example, but you have a balcony, but you can't get at your roof. So you'd be allowed access to a plug-in solar panel, which is a low-cost way of generating renewable energy. The cost is about €500. You get your money back in about 18 months through cheaper bills. But at the moment, we don't have the regulations and the clearance by the ESB to have these panels in. But work is being done for plug-in solar panels. Now, you're not going to get the benefit of this summer's heatwave, but maybe from the autumn you might. Interesting one in the Mail. I wasn't aware that women were doing this, but the Mail tells us young women are increasingly choosing an unconventional storage solution when they go out. So they're not bringing their handbags with them anymore. Research shows that a third of Gen Z women aged 18 to 29 are now going out without their handbag and instead are putting their bits and bobs in their bras, if you don't mind. 73% of young women say they put their phone in their bra. Other items kept in their bra include bank cards, ID, keys and lip gloss. This is a new study which revealed more than a third of young women say getting rid of the handbag makes them feel freer, while 44% think that handbags are now old-fashioned. And it's not just younger people who have noticed the shift. 75% of over 45s say handbags are becoming an increasingly rare sight on nights out. Also heels. You don't see many of those on nights out. So get rid of the handbags, get rid of the heels and have a bit of comfort for yourself. If you'd like to be more kind in the sun, we are told making someone a cup of tea is the ultimate act of kindness, according to just over half of us. 52% say making a cup of tea for someone else is top of the list, followed by helping an elderly neighbour, carrying heavy bags for someone or repairing an item for others. These are also seen as good deeds. And the survey of 2,000 adults also rated giving up a seat on public transport and holding a door open for someone, according to that new research from For Goodness Shakes. And then finally, lots about words in the papers today. So we've two separate stories about words. First one is in the Irish Independent, which gives us a new survey of the most beautiful words in the English language. And I've never heard of the top beautiful word in the English language. It is diaphanous. I think that's how you say it. I've never heard of it. But it means something that is light, delicate and translucent. And that was voted the most beautiful word by 17% of the members of the Poetry Society of America. Other lovely words include ethereal, epiphany, luminous, moonshine, melody, sensuous and Elysian. Read more about that in the Irish Independent. And then in the Times of London, we have the American words that are annoying parents this side of the Atlantic. In particular, children calling football soccer. Now, I call it soccer because I call GAA football. But anyway, apparently I'm the only one because that is grating on parents who are hearing their kids calling the beloved game soccer. And parents are also saying that they're worried that the summer holidays and their kids having access to things like Netflix and YouTube will hasten the adoption of Americanism. So the words that annoy parents this side of the water the most are movies, fries, awesome, cookie, diaper, soccer, fall, sneakers and trash. So you should be using all the British words there, apparently. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.